This podcast of Today FM Breakfast means you can connect with M, Grant and Ed whenever you like. But you've only got a limited time to switch to Optus in-store and get the Samsung Galaxy S9 64GB for just $59 a month on a 24-month lease. Get terms and conditions at optus.com.au.
Oh, hey, podcast.
Hello there.
Hey, podcast listeners.
Pod world.
We won't get in your way too far, but Jackie Lambie single. Full on.
She's hunting for a man.
Will Anderson talking about Ancestry.com.
There's just some traps there that I hadn't thought of.
Oh, traps for young players.
You know when you're handing over your DNA willy-nilly.
Bit much. And M's husband, God bless him, has tried to put in Foxtel. He is not an electrician.
He's doing his best.
And he's out of swing. Have a great podcast.
We have a tech situation in our house that is ruining our sex lives, and it's been driving me crazy.
Just get new batteries or plug it in.
No.
Hey. It's beautiful.
We use a 240-volt one, thank you. Battery is a low power.
Okay.
Only joking. Tell us a joke.
About a vibrating bed, like it's a massage bed. That's what he means.
Spins like an Austin Powers.
Bed.
We have a lot of tech devices in our house, right? You know, I've got two kids, 2 and 6, now 7. So we have this joint iCloud account, so we're all on the same account. The problem is it doesn't know which device is which.
Oh, yeah.
So my phone is appearing as next. My phone thinks it's called Cupcake, Call Me Cupcake, right? Sometimes I call, you know, my wife, and then my daughter will answer.
Yeah.
Like we had an issue just the other day, like we could hear Sailor talking in the background. And we're like, who's she talking to? And then we walk in there 10 minutes later. We said, darling, who was that? She goes, I don't know. It was someone from America. Someone had rung my wife and my daughter had intercepted and just answered on her iPad because it was like a FaceTime call.
That is...
And had a 10-minute chat with someone from the States that we don't even know who it was.
Are your children getting your sexy messages to Chez?
Now, I FaceTime my wife sometimes from the hotel. I travel a bit, okay?
Is that when the helicopter comes out?
Do you know how nerve-wracking it is to FaceTime your wife when you're in various states of undress to not know who might answer that call?
Oh, my God.
I've called my wife, and, like, lucky, I had some jocks on, and my daughter answers from another room in the house.
Oh, that's not hot.
So this is a little unnerving.
That's not hot.
So then it sort of escalated to the point where, you know what? I love you, darling. You know, we need to show our love a little bit more often. So what I did is I sent my wife a text and said,
"Hey,
darling. Hello?
You know, I love you, Bubba. Yeah. Can't wait to see you tonight.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait to see you for some special cuddles." Wink emoji.
Special cuddles.
Yeah.
And?
What, like?
Game on for GD and the missiles, if you know what I mean.
Sure,
I hope you use that accent in the
bedroom. Giddy up. Good times ahead. Woohoo!
Why does she want to.
Relationships back on track.
Why would she want to make love to an old prospector?
Why have my pants just fallen off?
What did you get back?
I sent this message saying, seating up for special cuddles, wink, wink.
Oh my God.
You know what I got back?
And why are you texting special cuddles? Are you 5? Say the word. It's your wife.
We have an open account which none of our phones seem to be ending up at the right recipient.
What'd you get back?
The text message I got back, and you ready for this?
What?
Ice bath of a message. Okay, Dad, I love you too.
Oh, that's not hot.
That is not hot. I sent my wife a sexy, let's get it on message. And my daughter responded from her phone because it somehow ended up there. Oh. Okay, Dad, I love you too.
Well, if you're going to message the phone, which is Cupcake, Call Me Cupcake, then you got to expect.
Again, even that.
Even
the old
that
prospector
is
calling people cupcakes.
That is off.
We're never having sex again.
Well.
It's off.
So that's what
you wanted to talk about. You wanted to know if other people can relate and if our children are in fact ruining the sex lives of everyone in Sydney.
Have your kids ruined it for you too?
Yeah, if you've had a child, put the pause on the special cuddles. Please let us know. 131060, because a beautiful night at Sher, going to the Sher concert is going to go to our favourite story here. 131060, when, how have the kids ruined your special cuddles time? On 131060, the question is...
Are children getting in the way of your sex life because Grant Dennis accidentally sent a sexy message to his 6-year-old girl?
When you say it like that, it sounds so bad.
No,
man.
I understand. You share an iCloud account and everyone who has a device gets everything that gets sent.
And they're all scrambled and the messages are appearing randomly in random spots and my daughter saw one.
Yeah. Scotty and I don't have a door handle on our door. I don't know if you remember, it fell off
on your bedroom?
The start of the year, on our bedroom. So we have to prop a cushion up, but there's still a hole they can look through. So when we're having special cuddle times, the only noises, you don't hear any moaning or anything. You just hear, shh, 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 shh. Are they coming? Shh. Listen. That is all you hear coming from my bedroom.
So they go, Mum's getting the masking tape out again. She's covering up the peephole. We know what's going to happen.
So Jessica from Glenmore Park, this is recent, is it?
Yes, it was. It was on Saturday night.
Okay. What happened? What was special about Saturday night?
Well, not only was the royal wedding on Saturday night, I actually got married.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And during the wedding reception, my sister and her husband came up and said that they turned the air conditioner down real cold so we could get some special cuddles in.
That's nice. Yeah.
The only problem was my partner has a 9-year-old son, and he decided that we had it all planned that he would go with my sister for the night, and he decided to have a bit of a meltdown. Yeah. He has ADHD and ODD, so he can be a little bit difficult at times, yeah. And it was very late, and I said, look, I don't care, just let him come back with us, who cares? Yeah. And we're in the room, and we got back to the room, and the hotel had left the lovely chocolate-dipped strawberries and some champagne, and he was crying, and he said, oh, just stare at the wall. You two can have your alone time.
Oh, stare at the wall.
Stare at the wall. It's like the Blair Witch Project. That is.
I turned my back, Mum. You can go for it now.
Oh, that's how considerate and absolutely just nice terrifying all at once.
Wow. You just say, what are they? Are they chocolate dipped strawberries? Mm, I love those.
Yeah, off I go.
Really, my romantic wedding night for us.
Well, thank you, Jess. Best of luck with the future. Amanda from.
Look at the wall. Yeah.
Stare at the wall. Amanda from Campbelltown.
Hi.
Oh, the kids are ruining it, are they?
Dull.
They are. They are indeed.
What happened?
Okay, I was going back a couple of years ago, probably about 2-3 years ago. My husband and I were having some special time with my mouth.
Yep.
And my then 12-year-old decided to just waltz in.
And?
Whoa!
And shut the door.
And?
Okay.
And I had to tell him that I was having a shower.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course you were. I mean,
yeah.
That is the only.
I am out. I am out.
Let's just pull. I reckon, thank you, Amanda.
I would do a preemptive dump on M. Rossiano right now.
What I would do is I would say, thank you, Amanda, and say, congratulations to Jess, newly married. You're off to see Cher. Performing her greatest hits live in concert at Qdos Bank Arena Thursday, October 18. Tickets on sale, livenation.com.au.
A shower of all that thing!
You've got to have a shower. Yeah, yeah.
A shower?
Of where she... Oh,
what
my
is
God.
Showering here?
Oh, my God.
See you guys.
Bye.
On Monday, a mysterious package arrived at our house, and it was for Scott. And I said, what's that? And he goes, oh, I've ordered Foxtel. I'm like,
cool.
Why? Yeah, but it's something that I could probably get for free.
Oh, right. Okay.
Why would he want it?
Because he wants to watch cycling. Because our internet, we are on a 3G grid. We're in the rural grid where we live. Yeah. We can't get 4G. So he can't watch any of the cycling online.
Makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Because of the buffering. Yep. So he's ordered Foxtel. And I said, oh, okay. So when are they coming to install it? Mm. And he said, oh, no, I'll take care of that.
Ooh.
Himself.
So sorry, what? This is a guy who actually can't plug in the DVD player without a tantrum and figure out the aux 1 and aux 2 cords.
Yeah,
can't connect a Bluetooth headphone without one of his teenage children stepping in.
Yeah. Okay.
And I said to him, why? And he said, it's too expensive, the installation. I said, you pay them whatever they want. And he just said, nah, I'm doing it. Oh. So that night he said about it, and I documented it online, and he couldn't do it. I'm sure.
What?
And then I got home yesterday and there was cabling running past the open fire through the lounge room into the telly. And I walk in and he goes, yeah, I got it working. Eat your words.
Oh.
And I looked down and I said, my dad's been here.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes,
what were the telltales?
Well, the illegal cabling that was running through, yes. And I bet you my neighbour's microwave can pick up Foxtel now because my dad's a pirate.
Yeah.
My dad is a pirate. Yeah. And so he's like, hey, you know, okay, because of the 4 metre of dangerous cabling that my dad is notorious for running through our lounge room. So the Foxtel's working, but he's had to call someone in. And this isn't the first time. And 131060, have you had to hire a hubby for your hubby? Have you had to call in someone to clean up the DIY of your other half because wow. They've mistakenly thought they had the skills to do this? Grant Daniel, I just feel like you're a guy that doesn't like to ask for help because you're a farmer.
Oh, well picked. No chance. Like that is like giving up on life is calling for help. Like there were literally, if my house still had only two walls left standing, I will still refuse help from anyone.
Why is it a weakness?
Because it means as a man that you do not deserve to stand on the face of this planet.
If you
cannot
building
preserve
exactly.
and look after your family.
You don't have an apprenticeship in plumbing, electricity, building.
But we still have a go-get'em attitude. And there is an expectation that, you know, that we're supposed to be able to do this stuff. Like it's built into our DNA. So as a man, if you can't, you have failed.
So what have you tried to do?
So what happens is my family has discovered this is a weakness of mine, and rather than live in a house that is falling down around them, what they do is they wait for me to go away, and there's this like covert operation.
That's what happens.
So then all of a sudden there's like a team of people that comes in. They go, right, he's left, come on in, and the trucks start backing in and the workmen with the high vis start coming in and then fixing all the things that I've broken. Or, like, for instance, I popped a hole in one of our sprinkler system hoses the other day and the whole garden just started shooting up out of the ground.
Great.
And I was like, oh, I got to go to Family Feud. See ya.
Yeah, good luck, guys. Good
How
luck
did
with that.
You live before your wife? Because she picks your clothes, she lays them out, and she keeps the home standing. How did you live before Shazzy Daniel?
She only picks my clothes because I'm colorblind, okay?
Righto. Oh, 13, sure. 10, 60.
It's the mother-in-law who's the stealth one. She comes in when none of us are there and does most of the secret work. So I've got two levels of family that come in when I have failed.
Look, 13, this is what we want.
It's like the East German police. All right. Yeah. So go on, 13, 10, 60.
Have you had to, are you someone who works in the trades and has been called in by a desperate wife? Mm-hmm. Or are you a husband that's willing to dob themselves in?
Yeah,
basically?
Be brave.
Yeah,
be brave. There's a Bavarian, beautiful Bavarian club voucher up for brave people here.
And wives.
And wives, of course.
Yeah.
We are talking useless husbands.
He's got a purpose.
I'm useless. I'll admit it. I can't do anything around the house.
Not fix anything? You're tall.
I can reach things. The Foxtel remote wasn't working, so I said, don't worry, Tiff, I've ordered a new one. She said, why? I just changed the batteries in the one we had.
That is good.
We got an extra one.
We had a broken handrail down the staircase, and because I got little children, obviously you're concerned that they're going to fall through. So what I did is instead of fixing the handrail,
oh dear God, Daniel,
I just used Glad Wrap. So between each post, I had just strung the Glad Wrap out as a barrier.
Beautiful, mate. That's what I would have done.
Perfect. Yeah, no, that'll stop a 10-kilogram child falling. But we are doing this because my husband, Scott, speaking of Foxtel, ordered a Foxtel box, but said, no, don't worry about the installation. I got this, guys. And
that
is it
mad.
Is. Crazy. And my dad has had to swoop in and illegally fix it. 131060, if you had to hire a hubby for your hubby,
yes,
Monica. Hey,
Good
Monica.
Good morning. How you going, guys?
Good. What's happened?
Okay, so I'm a wife, but the thing is my husband, like, he tries his best to do things around the house, but I always have to rely on my dad. So the other day, my husband was trying to dig some holes around the house to put some pebbles in. They completely failed and Dad just took over. It was a good laugh.
How do you fail digging a hole?
I don't know, because it was like the shovel itself was pretty, it was a pretty dodgy shovel. Like the handle was broken. And my dad, like no matter what, like whatever he's given, he knows how to do things, like even if the tools are dodgy.
Is it a generational thing, Monica? Because my father-in-law is a very, very competent guy. He can actually do most things. Like he was a trained electrician, so he can do a bit of that. He fixed a door for us once. Is it a generational thing?
Because I reckon it is.
100% agree.
Thank you, Monica. How old's your husband?
24. So that
he must be useless at everything now.
He does all right.
He does. Monica. How about this? Pull your socks up, getting set for a game. Your local Bavarian, feeding the fans this footy season, thebavarian.com.au. A $200 Munich Brauhaus voucher for you and your husband.
Amazing. Thanks, guys.
Yes.
So, and we've talked. Hey, who have we got here?
We have a plumber, Matt from Sizzik Plumbing, actually. He's called in to say he is constantly being called out to fix what, Matt?
Yeah, g'day. We always fix lots of things. They're mostly broken taps, toilets, hot water systems.
But why are you fixing it? Why
are we fixing them?
Is it because the husbands are... Yeah.
General breakdowns, but the most memorable story I had was Mr. Fix-It himself, the husband, had tried to fix a pipe that was actually leaking. He didn't realise that it was a relief pipe from the hot water system, which is actually supposed to relieve water. So he actually removed the pipe,
good,
put a brass cap on there that he'd gone and bought from local hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, he left it, thought he'd done a really nice job, and next thing, his kitchen virtually blew up. He had a hot water system under the kitchen sink, and the pipe was going out through the wall, but he'd capped it off, and just the pressure built up in there and blew up half of his kitchen.
He's 37.
And Matt, okay, Matt from Chiswick Plumbing, chiswickplumbing.com.au for all actual good work. Now, Matt, when you confront these husbands, because a lot of tradesmen I get confronted by a fair few tradesmen because they think, you know, they know I'm useless.
Oh.
Are you gentle with the useless husbands, or do you give them a couple of smacks?
Oh, look, you've got to try and be as polite as possible in this industry. But, you know, like sometimes when it comes to things like that, you've got to give people a bit of a
But when you're chatting to your mates, other tradies, you're just bagging blokes like me, aren't you? Useless blokes like me. I can take it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
The time is upon us. As we know, M and Grant, Family Feud is, all thanks to Family Feud, 6 p.m. Sunday to Friday on 10, is going to be a little bit rested.
Little short break, a hiatus.
Yeah.
We don't know for how long, but it's just being rested for a little bit. So we're calling for some of the last families in Australia to put their name down to come and play what could be, for a while, the last Family Feud game. So if you've always wanted to be on the show, you got a great family together, you like to play it at home, this is your chance. We're giving it to you now.
Now, you've organised this.
Mm.
This is something that you've gone and done for us.
Well, I know how many people want to come on the set and have a go, and a lot of people have been devastated by the news that the show is being rested.
So would you like to go into full game show mode? If I play the opener, because I'm actually behind the desk.
Yeah, okay.
Can you
crank it up?
Can you go into full Family Feud game show
mode? Yeah, sure. Right. Do you want to do the Please Welcome Your Host bit?
Yeah, great.
Am, you do the Please Welcome Your Host.
Please welcome your host, Grant Denyer.
Hi, everybody. Good to see you. How you doing? You looking good? You ready to have some fun?
Woo!
That's great. You guys look amazing. You're laughing at everything. Woo-hoo-hoo! You're so hyped. Okay, it's time to meet our two brand new families. Please welcome, all the way from Chipping Norton, the Turgot family. Bet, welcome. You're our team captain. How you doing? You ready to do this? You excited about being on Family Feud?
Yes, I am.
And what is it that you and your family are going to bring to the table today? Why are you a good family to be on Family Feud exactly?
Oh, we're loud, we're crazy, and we're probably as short as you are, so we won't be really cool next time.
that's hurtful, but a classic gag. Great job. And on the other side, let's meet, from South Penrith, the Healy family.
Good morning, everybody.
G'day, Mike. Great to have you here. What do you do for
Thank
a living,
you very
buddy?
Much. I'm a school teacher.
Ooh, a little bit of pressure. All the kids will be watching, mate. You don't want to get it wrong. They'll be rubbing you for years.
I'm tucked away in the classroom right now.
I understand. Are you really? That's awesome. All right, best of luck. Good. It's a very generous audience. All right, mate. We just want you, Bet and Mike, to just relax. This is a kind of like a sudden death shootout, if you like. This is just one chance, one question to try and carry on as our carryover family. So if you lose, we'll be sending you home with a Family Feud board game signed by a guy called Grant Denyer and two tickets to the filming of Family Feud.
Wow.
But if you win, you'll be back tomorrow to take on another family, and hopefully you can carry on to go through to play on the very real Family Feud set. We ready to go?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. We want you to use your name as a buzzer.
Oh my God, I'm 10.
If you buzz in first, you get the first crack at an answer. Higher score on the board wins. Here we go. What's something you might do with pictures of an ex?
Bet. Michael.
Whoa, who was that?
Bet.
You go first.
Yep. Burn the photo.
Okay, we'll take burn as your answer.
It's a very good answer.
All right, Michael, your answer. What would you? Grant, ask the question again, please.
Okay. What's something you might do with pictures of an ex, Mike?
Tear it up.
Tear it up.
Grant's going. Grant's got the official survey results.
You guys are good,
obviously,
man.
Obviously, highest answer wins. Grant Denyer.
Okay, we'll start with the second highest answer or highest answer.
Oh, this is sudden death, mate. So, mate.
Okay. So the winner is, with the answer, burn them. Bet and the Turgot family are through to the next round.
Good job. That is savage. I like it.
You got it. You got the top answer straight away. A fantastic play, Bet.
Thank you.
All right. So we need you to turn up tomorrow to take on another Sydney family to hopefully win your Family Feud dreams. And, Mike, thank you so much for playing, mate. You'll be taking home that Family Feud board game and two tickets to the filming of Family Feud, the last few episodes.
Just being rested. Yeah.
Oh. All right, thank you.
Oh, he seems... Sorry, I didn't get to play this.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Oh, when do we get to play this?
Hey! Unfortunately, that's the soundtrack to your life now, Mike, but thank you so much for being part of it.
He's giving him one on the way out, man. Your chance to take on, who's a Bet tomorrow with the Turgot family. Jump on the Today Facebook and a website.
Yesterday, I attended my daughter's house athletics carnival, and she is Yellow House captain. This is Odette, the youngest one. My kids go to a performing arts school, though, so sport isn't very high on their list of priorities.
You're sort of programmed one way or the other. Is that what you're saying?
Not my eldest daughter. She's good at both. Okay. And we need to talk about that because she's been cast as a lead in her school musical, but we'll talk about that another day. I know. So the first clue that it was a performing arts school is that they were throwing rubber chickens instead of shot puts.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll go further.
They're very, very slipstreamed.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of records are being broken.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I think a rubber chicken's very heavy.
But the highlight of the day for me was the preppies 200 metres, which is a long way for a six-year-old to run.
Oh, that's cute.
On the 150-metre mark, all three kids fell over at the same time.
Oh.
So they're all sprawled out, and then one of the kids put his head up and realised, guys, I could win this. So he's left his comrades laying on the ground and got up after 5 seconds of laying there, and then he started running, and then another kid laying on the ground's going, oh, my God. So he's got up and he started running too. And then the guy on the third kid, he's just looked up and he's just laid back down on the ground. No injury.
I got bronze either way.
Yeah, pretty much. Exciting times if you're a single man out there. We have a bachelorette for you.
Oh, my God.
Sophie Monk?
No. No.
Ali,
the new lady?
Yes.
No. This is a real soul to the earth woman. Someone I imagine's pickup line would be around, oh, God, I need a bikini line wax. My vagina looks like a dead possum with its tongue hanging out.
Yeah.
Can I imagine that's how she'd pick you?
Makes sense.
She is Jackie Lambie has announced to everyone that she is single and ready to mingle.
My Lord.
She's done a special with, I think it's Sunday night, Channel 7, 8:30. And, look, I'll let you guys hear what's on offer.
Great. I just want somebody that is going to not just be my partner but my best friend. I'm playing the dating game.
Jackie Lambie is uncompromising and controversial, and she's willing to give anything a shot.
To the left means you're not interested, and to the right means you want to match.
Bloody smorgasbord gone wrong.
So I was lucky to go to Venus Ball.
Does anybody want to go on a date with Jackie?
You called it lucky. I haven't tried skepsting, like sexting.
Okay.
He's left his phone on.
Yes, I can hear that. I did leave my phone on.
Will Jackie give her the ending on 7 Sunday night?
What? Oh, you're nice. What's your package like, doll? The bloody smorgasbord gone wrong.
I am surprised. Jackie is great fun.
Mm. She
is. She's a woman of her principles. She's a
she
successful
is.
Person.
Yeah.
She's got that military background, so she's no nonsense.
Yeah. Yes.
I am surprised that she is still single.
Are you?
Well, do you remember she did come into this show and she did confess to us that she was struggling to find not only just love but friendships.
Oh, mate, you can't find anyone to contain Jackie. Can you imagine?
Well, that's true, but you need to
get up and make me breakfast, gorgeous. I just think, I hope, I don't know if this was the right route.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, this is fun. She got to try all the new things. Like, she, did she get...
Skepting, which is a really concerning sexting version that you guys don't even know what that involves. I just think her wingman may have hung her out to dry a bit.
Possibly.
Did you hear the young millennial reporter get up on stage at the BNS ball and go, does anyone want to date Jackie Lammy? I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, it did feel like brother
a,
up, mate.
Yeah, it did feel a little like a cattle auction. That bit,
right? Just a call. Did she open call.
Is there, in the press release I'm reading from Sunday night, and good on them, this is a good exclusive, getting lip injections?
Yeah, she got some Botox. Yeah. She got her face cut and polished. Yeah. She doesn't need it. She's what you know what I refer to as a strapping handsome woman.
Yeah.
She's really, you know, like she's a very striking. And no I you know, you can't keep a bloody Lambie down. That is the name of her book.
Well, Rebel with a Course. So the book, remember she came in, Rebel with a Course, available at all good bookstores. So now she's trying television dating. And this is not the first time she's been into the foray into the media to try and find love.
No, but before can I just point out she did say her ideal man is Vladimir Putin. So
what?
Can we just...
What?
Are you serious?
I knew you'd like that. She did say that Vladimir Putin is right up her in her dream diary.
So if you're going to date Jackie Lambie, you have to arrive shirtless on a bear.
On a bear, yeah.
Shooting a bow and arrow.
What did you get me for Christmas? Crimea. Thanks. Great news. This is not her first rodeo in a number of ways. Because remember she did do radio dating. Now, this is one of the great grabs, and a big shout out to, I think it was Ho FM on the
break. Oh, good. Yes, I love that name.
Great name for her.
Ho FM. Yeah.
Big, and well done to them, because the last time she tried this, she went on radio and she was taking calls live to sort of for men to be suitors.
So you've got
20 seconds with Jackie Lambie. And this is the classic. This is the, they put a bloke on. This is her first interaction with a man.
Yes.
On the radio.
Oh, yes. I guess are you well hung?
I'm like a donkey.
Good luck, Jackie.
Yes.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
At 8:09, time to try and give away the $10,000. Official game show host Grant Denny, who have you got for us today?
Genevieve from Epping is on the phone. Hi, Genevieve. Are you ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks?
Yes, I'm so excited. I've been listening every day trying to get through.
Oh, you finally got there. So if we can make this a cash bonanza now, what would you do with all that money?
I would host a huge party for all my friends and invite all you guys at the breakfast show.
Whoa!
You're the kind of friend that everybody wants and needs. All right.
Okay.
I know, right?
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter F. Okay, F for Freddie. We're ready to do this?
F for Freddie?
For each question you get right, you'll score 100 bucks with the chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final. Genevieve, your letter is F. Be careful and good luck. Name a chocolate bar.
Freddo.
A 90s TV show.
Friends.
A clothing brand.
Puff.
A style of dance.
Freestyle.
Book title.
Puff.
Car brand.
Ferrari.
A plant.
Ficus.
Sydney train station.
Puff.
Dog breed.
Pop.
Fabric.
Oh,
we smashed a few out. Not too bad. Total of $500 is yours, Genevieve.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So where's this party?
Where do we go, guys?
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. Click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
Well, today marks 1 year since the tragedy that unfolded at the end of Ariana Grande's Manchester concert last year. And there's been a tribute concert overnight and it was really emotional and a choir got together with the entire crowd and sang Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. Grande has also tweeted, thinking of you all today and every day. I love you with all of me and I'm sending you all the light and warmth I have to offer on this challenging day.
Well, that's nice.
And, you know, good on her for keeping, you know, touring and getting out on stage, because as a performer, I would be terrified to ever walk out again. So she's continuing on, and I think that's really brave.
Mm.
Moving on, Miley Cyrus. Now, Jimmy Kimmel, his wife has arranged a thing with his producers where sometimes artists such as Rihanna and Britney Spears appear in his bedroom at 1 a.m. while he's sound asleep and start singing. Yeah. So his wife, Molly, arranged for Miley Cyrus and a wrecking crew to appear. And he was sound asleep as Miley busted in to sing her hit Wrecking Ball.
Wakey, wakey. Guess who it is, Jimmy? Good morning. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Jimmy is laying there with his mouth guard on at the time, sound asleep.
That's funny.
And then, fortunately, Miley's sledgehammer is connected with a sensitive area.
Oh, Jimmy.
I think we wrecked you. Sweet dings. Tastes really good if you want to lick.
Oh, what?
The sledgehammer.
Oh.
It's kind of my thing.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I hit him in the balls with the sledgehammer.
Miley. She's just being Miley, guys.
She's just being Miley.
She's just being Miley.
Yeah.
Now, just mere days after Prince Harry and Meghan Markle tied the knot, he has been viciously and savagely attacked by a bee during... Now, Charles's 70th birthday celebrations are kicking off. He is not actually 70 till November, but they're starting it early. Because you know he likes a party, Prince Charles.
Yeah.
So Camilla and Meghan Markle stepped out together while Harry gave a little speech, and Meghan was seen to be giggling, and people realised very quickly that Harry was being savagely attacked.
To save an input, sorry, that bee really got me.
Oh my gosh!
Two tours of Afghanistan and thrown by a bee.
Will he be okay, guys?
Oh yeah.
Well, speaking of pinging off its head.
Well,
Will Anderson.
I mean, look, big day out 2006.
Hey, Gruen, mate. Gruen's on tonight at 9 o'clock on ABC.
9 o'clock, because it's on after a thing called Stargazing Live, which, as far as I can ascertain, is. Yes, exactly.
That's
Julia Mazzero.
Yeah, Julia Zemiro is talking to Brian Cox about the stars, and you can watch along the stars with them or something.
Hang on.
And today they're going to Centennial Park or something to try to break some record of looking at the stars. I'm sorry, that is a lovely thing for people to do, but it is not a television show. Watching stars is an outdoor thing you do, not in front of your telly, and it is certainly not the show you want, Em, before your show, where their final line is, so let's all go outside our houses now and stare at the sky.
Look, I would watch him read the phone book, to be honest, and we did watch a train for, to, you know,
yeah, for it, yeah, Australia, you're right, the gun.
So
yeah.
Maybe you're doing it all wrong, Will.
Maybe we should do Gruen on a gun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that. Maybe we could just do the whole series on one train ride.
Or you could do...
No, you're Gruen on a gun on Paradise Island. That's what you need.
That's
to
what
do.
You need. Or Gruen on the light rail. You could just come live from my construction site on George Street for a year and a half.
I mean, you know what? There's a lot of dead spots. Be quite quiet and it'd be hard to get an audience.
Oh,
the through traffic would be terrible. That's the problem.
Hey, mate, tonight, we're just chatting off air. Yeah, Gruen is talking about ancestry tests.
Yeah, now, all these DNA tests. Have you guys ever done any of these? Have you ever, like, sent off your spit to Ancestry.com or, you know, 23andMe?
I never have, no.
So I am related. We sent mine off. Now, not under my name because I would need, like, here's the thing. Everyone's worried about Facebook sharing your data, but people are willingly sharing their DNA, right? Now, it's just been used to catch the Golden State Killer, DNA, right?
Yes.
In the future, they're going to sell it to pharmaceutical companies so that they can develop medicines and stuff, which might seem all right. But the problem is if they have your DNA on record, your health insurance is going to go up because they're going to say, well, it says here that you're more predisposed to Parkinson's disease that you're more predisposed to this. So we're going to put your premiums up or that is a pre-existing condition. So you can't even get covered for it. So there are massive implications.
And you can find out about children that you didn't even know you had if your DNA is logged and then they log theirs and there's a match.
That's true.
Although,
Em, it must be a rough 9 months if you've got a kid you don't know you have.
No, like, I mean a man. Although, do you hear of those women who just got a stomach ache and boom, yeah. Infant. Don't even joke.
I didn't even know I was pregnant.
Wouldn't that be great? Well, I couldn't think of a better way to be pregnant.
Yeah, not even know.
Fell out when you went for a wee.
Well, yes.
This happened to me recently because they did one on TV, one of these shows where you go and you do that. Who do you think you are? Whatever it's called. One of those ones.
Who do you think you are? Ancestry.com sponsors. No, sponsor that one. Yeah.
So there was one the other day and I got a text message from my mum, and all it was a photograph from the TV of an elaborate family tree with all these people that I'd never heard of, etc. And she goes, "See, you are related." And I was like, "Oh, to you? Fantastic." Or no. And then I wrote,
good news. Like, you two have been having an ongoing fight about that for 20 years.
Hey, mate, you can Google my family history. That is par for the course.
Don't.
Turns out your old friend Ed Cavalli is a distant relative of Natalie Imbruglia.
What?
Nothing right, I'm done. Go to the song. Is that...
You love her too, though. Isn't she someone you love?
I love
you
Natalie.
You can't desire her now that you're like closely related to
her. Yes, they can. They're like the royal family. Of course.
Fine. Ancestry.com.
Yes. Now that's a website I'd be interested in.
Well.
Here's what I will say. We sent mine off, I am related to Jesse James, the famous outlaw Jesse James.
No way.
Yeah, that makes sense. It does. I see that when I look at you. Yeah. Yes.
But that's you want cool connections.
Explains my love of being arrested.
Tonight, Will Anderson, Bruin, tonight at 9 p.m. on ABC.
Yeah, after stargazing. Oh, come inside.
Yeah.
Stop staring at the bloody boring sky that's on every night.
Let's just hope it's overcast for you this night, this evening, for your ratings.
Seriously. Like, no one watches shows after midnight. The sky is available at any other time.
Ain't
watch Bruin.
It's Today FM. Tonight, 9 p.m, ABC, iView, Mr. Will Anderson.
Picking up in this day and age, it's changed.
You finding it hard, are you, doll?
No, it's not.
The wife and kids dragging you down.
You know what's freaking me out is the many myriad of ways that you can now tune someone, right? Like, apart from just a conversation.
Good,
a mate
90s
of mine
reference.
Just came back from overseas and he sat next to one of those professional, like, pickup coaches. A guy who's paid $90,000 to come to Australia just to coach a couple of blokes on how to pick up birds.
Yeah, remember him? One of these guys got sent home a little while ago. But these guys, they come out and they do like seminars on, and they go like, "You think the reason she's not calling you back is because of your shirt? No, it's because you don't have any attitude." You know, it's like that book, The Game.
Dickheads, and like, amazing.
Yeah, they're often, yes.
$3,000 a person.
Yes,
I think the first clue that you will have trouble picking up is if you pay $3,000 to go and see someone to tell you how to pick up.
Good warning sign.
That's the first red flag for me as a woman.
Mate decided to pick his brains, right? And go, okay, so give me a couple of tools that you use that are surefire hints. And he goes, "Mate, I'll give you a couple that are right in my phone right now." All right, I'll give you the first example. It's very, very simple. He goes,
"This is from a man who gets paid to tell people
$90,000.
I bet you he's single too."
He goes,
100%.
"He would be.
I have an app in my phone of Spin the Bottle, right? You know Spin the Bottle. Remember you used to play that?
Yeah.
All right, so what happens is you go, you flick your phone, let's get the bottle turning. Hey, where does it stop? Yep, here we go. It's on you, Ed. You and
so
I.
So what?
We got a bash.
That's just sexual harassment in an app.
But wait. What happens is you can trick the app because it's got a gyro in it. You slightly tilt just a millimeter towards the person that you want it to stop on, and it'll guarantee it stops on that person. So you can manipulate the game of Spin the Bottle.
Yeah, but the person has to want to do it that the bottle lands on.
Yeah. Well, he's saying that, you try and get them to a point where they want to play, and then you control the game.
Oh, my God.
Like a
sexual
dictator.
So it's like a pokey. Mm. It's like a pokey for Spin the Bottle, and no one wins. That's a no win.
That's a no win.
Because you remember that what their last thing was, when that book The Game came out. I know everyone remember that book. People were mad.
Yeah, peacocking.
For it. Yeah,
peacocking.
That's right.
Peacocking.
Peacocking, and the guy, little bald guy that wrote it, apparently he was a stud. Everyone loved him. Yeah. And there was an epidemic of guys doing magic tricks in bars.
Because he said that's what he had to do. Yeah.
I was in a bar once with Andy Lee were there with some other people, and I'll never forget it. And we're all just chatting away, and there was a sort of a girl that we're friends with. I won't say name in our group chatting, and this guy sidled up like sort of between us
and said,
"Hey,
hey, babe, and then did this, like, tried to do, like, a foam ball, which hand it is in trick.
Oh, oh God.
Nothing not, makes not you want to sleep with a man wallet. More. Yeah.
And I remember Andy looked at him, and Andy, in, still smiling, as he always is, Andy looked at him and said, is that it, mate?
Do you want to know another one?
And his, oh, no, sure. That, man, that guy's trick was to disappear quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Smoke bomb. Yeah.
What all right. else you got?
So you can have a calculator in your phone, right, that has a secret. What it is, it's also a dialing device. So you get the girl's phone out, right? If you want to try and get their number, but they're not handing it over.
Oh, my God.
For a good reason.
For a good reason. So you get this calculator app up in their phone and go, okay, let's make a deal, right? Let's have some fun here. We'll punch in a bunch of random numbers. It's going to call someone. You have to talk to that person for 2 minutes for just a bit of fun and see how long you can hold them on the phone for. They're like, okay, that sounds like fun. So you go, okay, here's the calculator. Just punch in a couple of digits. I don't know, your favorite number, birth date, where you live, whatever. Just a couple of random little details. And when you press equals on the calculator, it randomly it dials your phone. So you've programmed it to automatically dial your own number. So straight away now, but now you have her number, she has yours. Do you know what I mean?
Huh? No.
No.
When you press equals, that triggers the calculator to dial automatically my phone. I've set this up.
Who are you? Are you the girl at this point, or are you...
I'm me. I'm using the girl's phone.
You're Grant Daniel.
Yeah.
Stop being such a creep.
Oh,
so now I have...
Okay,
you press equals, no matter what number she's punched in, you press equals, my number pops up.
But this is just all for losers.
$90,000 this guy gets paid to do this.
Wow.
I've given it to you for free. Thank you, Sydney. My pleasure. Good night, Australia.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app. Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
Right on 7 o'clock. Here we go. $100,000. Today FM Beat the Bomb. I don't think that we're not speaking to Jackie Lambie about her being obsessed with online dating. That's coming up in just a moment. But let's see if we can.
Imagine the story she's got to tell. This is going to be pumped. Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, unleashing her on the world of singledom is just exciting.
And the greatest thing about her is zero filter between brain and mouth, which means she'll share it all with us.
Why isn't she on a reality show?
Oh, yes.
I don't understand why there isn't someone documenting her dating. I would watch the shit out of that.
Lambie wants a man.
Yes, Lambie wants a man.
Lambie's love files. That's good too.
I like Lambie wants a man.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah, I was just humouring him. Yeah, let's talk to Kelly. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you got through. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm nervous.
Oh, I am. I've got a dry mouth. I'm shaking.
You'll be right, Kelly. It's all right. Now, I know you want the money for your daughter's 16th.
Yeah, so that's happening in a couple of weeks' time and, you know, what 16-year-olds are like.
I do.
They want everything. They want the world.
Yeah, all right, good. Well, okay. We'll get you some cash.
Here we go.
Beautiful.
You know how this works. The cash bomb's been loaded. All you need to do is yell stop before the bomb goes off. You do that, you take home the last cash amount revealed. If the bomb beats you to it, you do walk away empty-handed. That all makes sense. Kelly, you ready to light the fuse?
I am.
Let's light that fuse.
$800. $1,500.
Stop.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, you wanted $500. You got triple that. $1,500, oh, Kelly.
Great job.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. She's in the shower, so I can't even put her on the phone to say thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. Well, there you go. How many people are coming to this 16th birthday?
Oh, she's got 60 on the list, and
60?
I think I'm up to about 52 replies. So.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, Kelly, off air, we're going to give you our friend's contact that does the safety at parties that we spoke to the other day.
I'm probably going to need that.
Yeah, quite seriously. Hey, Kelly, we've reached that point. Would you like to hear how far you could have gone?
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me anyway because I'm happy with the $1,500.
Good attitude.
No, do me a bit of Jeopardy, please. This is Radio Kelly. Go, oh, no. Just say that for me.
Okay. Hey, no.
Yeah, great. Here we go.
$1,900. $2,100. $2,600. $3,000.
cow.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know what? I appreciate anything you guys do for me anyway. So.
Ah, I love that, Kel.
Have a ripper birthday party. Best of
thank
luck.
Thank you very much. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. The royal wedding, M.
Yes. Still going. No.
Still going.
Still going. Well, just today, Meghan Markle's crushed a fashion website. She stepped outside in a lovely, let's call it skin-toned silk frock.
Oh, nice.
Roughly for $1,000 Australian, and they have and women have crushed the website trying to buy it. It's by a label called Goat.
How do I? So this is a genuine question.
Yeah.
If I run a clothing label, let's say Mambo or Cooter
Lines. Definitely
Mambo.
Oh, my God. Yes, Cooter Lines.
Or Hot Tuna.
Yes.
How would I get Meghan Markle to wear one of my pieces?
You've got. I enjoy that you called them pieces as well.
Yeah. Is it the dog that's farting a musical note?
Of course it is.
Is that the item?
That's nice. Yes. No, that's nice. You have to get it to her stylist. Her stylist is the king.
What a powerful person.
Yeah, and now she's making or breaking fashion labels. She is the new Jackie O. She has more influence than Kate Middleton ever had. It's incredible. But look, the other thing that's incredible is obviously there was 600 odd people inside the church, but the couple also invited 2,460 members of the public who work for their various charities and, you know, just people that they've come across in their relationship, and they got to just stand inside the Windsor Castle Gardens. Now, all of these guests, the 2,500 members of the public, were given a bonbonieri.
Oh, yes.
Which was a goodie bag.
Like full of like crown jewels and stuff, like rubies and...
Oh, yeah. Do you want to know what's in the goodie bag if you're attending the royal wedding? Well, first we've got, a commemorative chocolate coin. Amazing.
Chocolate coin?
Yeah.
Not an actual coin.
They've spared no expense, guys.
Does it work in a pokey?
No, but it does have the couple's initials on them, so that's nice.
Wow,
yeah.
Beautiful.
And... a bottle of water. I mean, it does get pretty hot in England, as we know.
Wow.
Some shortbread.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
A fridge magnet.
That's
what?
And guys, the big ticket item, don't worry, the big ticket item, a gift voucher offering 20% off the Windsor Castle gift shop.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Get me some spoons.
Yahtzee.
Not even a free. Like, take this in.
No, thanks. 20% off.
We are the richest family in the world. Yeah. So here's 20% off.
Please go buy our merch. Yeah. Oh, the Queen loves the merch money. It's just cash. You get it at the end of the night in envelopes. Yeah, how Husey fills his wallet. So what's been happening now is some of the guests, believe it or not, have been busted selling the goodie bags on eBay.
Oh, no.
Good call.
Up to $5,000.
Are you serious? What? For a chocolate coin and a fridge magnet?
And some water and 20% off.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't think so.
Wow. No, so it ranges from 743 to, 4,212 just for this little hessian bag with a little bit of chocky in it, water.
Did you know that I was actually, because you guys know I was actually inside the church.
Yes, of course you were.
I was sitting next to...
he was the priest.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting next to Posh Beckham. I was just making jokes. That's why she was laughing so much.
Oh, right.
I saw it on her face.
Do you want to know what was in my goodie bag that you got when you were inside the church?
Yeah, what was it?
Oh, there's an inside church goodie bag.
Yeah, there was an inside church goodie bag.
Oh.
Yeah, it was made from leftover skin from Prince Philip. So... he donated it.
Did someone write he looked good for someone who died 2 weeks ago?
I have heard that one. Yes, that's
Gary Gennetti on the Instagram. Yes.
I was inside my bag. No, it was a beautiful sort of a silk bag that they gave you, and the couple's initials were embossed on the front. It was very nice. Yeah,
yeah.
Inside there was a Brash's voucher.
Okay.
So
a Family Feud board game and the 8 CD set of the pastor's speech.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Old Solomon was right in the Old Testament.
Yeah. It's an eight.
That's fire.
Oh, that's fire. Yeah, it's an 8 CD set, all 126 hours of it, unabridged. So that's on eBay if you want it. Big congratulations to a lady in, I believe it to be Mexico.
Yeah.
Who is 70 years old, who claims that she is 6 months pregnant.
What? 70? Wow, that's.
First things first.
She's really blown the cobwebs out, hasn't she?
Do we have a boo? Can we have some booing, please, everyone concerned? Yeah, thank you.
It's a remarkable achievement of life.
First thing you say is congratulations. Her name is Camilla Parker Bowles. So. No, they don't want... Charles is
Where's his boot?
He's
Where's his boot?
Why do I get booed for that?
Camilla Parker Jones. Man, no, do it.
You just called it Camilla Parker Jones.
I did too.
That's. Well, Prince Charles has had his 70th.
It's
Look,
70. Like, that's. She's. God, that's old. She's so old, her vagina would be haunted
can
by
you
that
not,
stage,
can
surely.
You, no, that's it. That's it. That requires. New station. That's it. The current oldest verified mother is someone who was 66 when they had a baby to twin baby boys. And now this is going to be, if this lady is pregnant, it's going to be her eighth child.
Well, she's got 10 ultrasound scans, which she's shown.
Look, the first thing you say is if you're 70 and you're still going with your partner, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a healthy effort.
Here's the shock. This would be Maria's eighth child, and some of her other children reportedly not happy with the news that she was pregnant, saying that she was too old for those things. But this is great. Her and the baby can share nappies. Can we go now, please? Before this whole...
Congratulations, 70 years of age and pregnant. No, wonderful.
Turn his mic off. He's the worst of the lot.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast means you can connect with M, Grant and Ed whenever you like. But you've only got a limited time to switch to Optus in-store and get the Samsung Galaxy S9 64GB for just $59 a month on a 24-month lease. Get terms and conditions at optus.com.au.